commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
For whatever reason, we consider hypocrisy one of the great sins. Gotcha news stories often center around hypocrisy, like Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy. Conservatives rallied around the rancher in a dispute with the Federal Bureau of Land Management, and then they backed away after Bundy's rambling, awkward news conference where he mused that blacks might be better off if slavery still existed. Aha, says the media. A racist is their anti-government poster child. And the spin is that supporters have egg on their face and now must run for the exits. I've seen some commentary even saying that the small government movement has always had a racist strain to it, and the Tea Party's been forced to deal with this smear ever since they came onto the national stage. Bundy's land claims and Bundy's racism are two different issues entirely, and there's no reason why his supporters can't stand up and say he's right in his dispute with the feds, but he's wrong on his opinions about race. And the government winds up getting a pass after engaging in atrocious behavior because very few people are willing to plant their flags on Bundy's side. This is a dispute over grazing fees. The response from our government was to surround a family ranch with a paramilitary force. That's ridiculous. And the point is going to be lost because people who stood up have sat back down now that the race card is in play. Liberals love Jesse Jackson's work on civil rights while distancing themselves from his extramarital affair that produced a love child. Al Sharpton is welcome at the White House, even though his past associations include drug dealers, the mafia, and false rape accuser Tawana Brawley. And people who support their work in one area are never even questioned about distancing themselves from the rest. Is that a gotcha story?